Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who is so grateful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And pray for the precious brothers and sisters everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me. They are appreciated. And I thank the Lord for the broadcast and the daily bread, as it's very much needed and good food for the soul. Good edifying preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. Always so encouraging. Just keep on preaching with the love and joy you always have for the Lord. May the Lord help the saints to press on and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. And Lord bless you all, and Maranatha.
All right, saints, praise the Lord, because he's worthy. And it's given unto us. We are the true worshipers. The sons of God, the heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. We're the redeemed, sanctified, meet for the master's use, approved unto every good work. Hallelujah. Father, help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. This day we would dwell together in unity, simply because thy word declares how good, how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We're brethren because you are our Father. Our Father in heaven, we are your children. Keep us steadfast in the faith, Lord. Help me to be faithful. Help us be faithful in all that you've committed unto us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord. I would speak faithfully as the oracles of God to minister grace to the hearers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Help us now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We have strawberry harvest today. We need some harvesters, laborers. How about that? We pray the Lord will send laborers into the harvest. We also have cauliflower. Aren't we blessed? So these things God has given us, so we have to be faithful in them. So the cauliflower will be coming out soon. It has a few blemishes on it that need to be removed. After that, we need someone to blanch the cauliflower. See, since we have it, we have to be faithful in it. All that we have, we must be faithful in. Aren't we blessed? We have faith, hope, and charity. We have ears to hear. What should we do? What should we hear? What the Spirit said. Hallelujah. All right. So, I read a little bit on my phone about some young black woman went into a church somewhere. Of course, there were no people of color in there. And she came out and posted on social media, I went in this church and these white people didn't even look at me. They didn't even ask who I was. And they didn't, you know. I think it's so sad. Huh? Well, I'm saying this for a reason. One of the responses, why does most folk have this victim mentality? And that, yeah, I mean, this could, why did she go into the church? Well, was she looking for Jesus? Did the preacher talk about Jesus? You see what I'm saying. But that just goes to show why most people go to church. They're not looking for Jesus. Now, hopefully, we can get beyond that. Naturally, that's the case for us, too. Yeah, he sought us out. And because of that, we can seek him. Huh? He loved us. And because of that, we love him. All right? Hallelujah. But these days, folk just want to be noticed and called attention to themselves. I don't think that's worthy of mentioning. Really, not to everybody, but since they have this social media, all the garbage is up there. You know, things you wouldn't tell your dog. They tell everybody, and they want you to bow down to it. Are you on Facebook? Absolutely not. Huh? I'm getting ready to throw my phone away. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But I said that to so that we could examine ourselves. Victim mentality. That ain't doing me right. You know, I went to the overcomer. And such and such and such and such. Huh? I came to the dining hall. And Pastor Rice, such and such and such. Well, we're talking about the victim mentality, which is somebody done me wrong. Who was that that made money off of that song? Somebody sang another somebody done me wrong song. Who? B.J. See? B.J. Thomas. He made money on it. Who can relate to it? We've never sang it. Come on, saints. Come on, saints. Y'all never sang somebody done me wrong? That's what this young black lady did. You know, I went into the church and all these white folk ignored me. Somebody done me wrong. I went to the dining hall. Pastor Rice reproved. He rebuked me. See? He didn't do it right either. No, if he does it right, I've got no problem. See? Or God will have to help him. Why don't you pray God help him do it right? God is good. If I do it right, I'll have to do it by the Spirit, because I don't know how to do it right. No, I don't. I do know that no one's done me wrong. Yeah. I'm quick to say it. It goes along with God is sovereign. God is good. See, if somebody's always done you wrong, then that takes away God's sovereignty. It say that he's not good. Why would a good God like folk do you wrong, huh? Why would he do that?
Hallelujah.
Well, maybe so you could forgive him, huh? Then you've not been done wrong. You've worked the works of God. Now, how can we forgive if there's nothing to forgive? God forgives. You know why? There's plenty to forgive. I don't have to ask anybody. Just with me, God has plenty to forgive. And I need all of his mercy. Hallelujah. I delight in all of his mercy.
Hallelujah.
Now, when I, of the spirit that keeps me from somebody's done me wrong. As long as God give me grace, I'm going to make sure that no one does me wrong. Just like my example. Huh? They despise him, reject him, put him on the cross. Absolutely. Though no fault was found in him, they still crucified him. Jesus said, well, they ain't done me wrong.
Huh?
They ain't done me wrong. He said, Father, they did do wrong, but they didn't do me wrong. So you forgive them. You see the difference? Yeah, people can do wrong, but they can't do you wrong. No. 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 You're not walking in the light when you let them do you wrong. Thank you, Lord. It is the truth. So why do we have this victim mentality? Thank you, Lord. We need to overcome it.
Yes. Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
By the word of our testimony. We love not our lives until the day. Hallelujah. Believe I'll testify.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ain't nobody done me wrong.
Nobody's ever done it.
Not the white man, not the black man, not the red man. Huh? Not the Democrat, not the Republican, not the liberal. Ain't done me wrong.
Amen, brother.
Hallelujah. God's on my side. Who can be against us? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, let's continue in this.
Yes, hallelujah.
You know, how quickly we can be moved away.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I trust in thee. Our help is in the Lord. He is. Well, whatever we need, the Lord can help us. And that's his desire. His thoughts toward us are thoughts of peace. Remember this. See, when you put it all together, how can you say someone's done me wrong? How can you do it? Not in righteousness.
Amen.
Not in understanding.
Amen.
Not in wisdom.
Amen.
At least not the wisdom of God.
That's right.
Wisdom of God say, if God be for you, then who can be against you?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, if your brother trespass against you, then forgive them.
Amen. Yeah, glory.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And when we say someone's done us wrong, then we say, well, it's wrong for us to forgive them. Now, see how double-minded that is?
Yes, absolutely.
We say someone's done us wrong, then I guess God ain't good.
Yes,
well, that's what folks say. How do, if God is so good, let all these unborn children be aborted? How can a good God do like that? Huh? He let people die, and
yes.
he let people suffer,
yes.
sickness,
yes,
and all kind of. How can we say that God is good? We do say it's good, though. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What about you? Amen. Thank you, Brother Edward. Edward came up with the right answer. Yesterday it was Brother Charles, but today Edward said, yeah, we're no good. That was a song, too. You're no good, you're no good. Well, there it is. See how we can sing them songs. Hallelujah. Edie, you're no good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We can say amen to that. There's none righteous. No, not one. Hallelujah. None that seek after God. No, not one. Hallelujah. Not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggle. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Hallelujah. He's the only one. He is the one. The one that can help you. The one that loves you. He's the one you need. Hallelujah. In fact, he's all we need. Let's hold to that, huh? Praise God. He will avenge us of our adversary. Yeah, yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes. He will forgive all of our iniquity. Heal all our diseases. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, this is an exhortation that we just trust in him. Don't make it a cliche. But let it be your life's purpose to trust in God. Listen to Isaiah 26. Thou wilt keep in perfect peace. He whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Hallelujah. Perfect peace. Hallelujah. He who's mine. That goes together, you know. But I'm just amazed every day how the word just says the same thing. That, yeah, it does. God loves you, says nobody can do you wrong. Yeah. We lie on God, though, don't we? If we find some occasion, they put you on the schedule. Praise the Lord. Must be right then. Hallelujah. They say all manner of evil against you falsely. Boy, it must be right. Hallelujah. Must be right. Rejoice and be glad. All right, Brother Driver's putting forth a concerted effort this morning. I appreciate that. Not for my sake. Yeah, God saved us. God's to do the glory. Brother Gino came and talked to me this morning. Gino now gives God the glory. We all do. But we can do it more perfectly. I mean, Gino's quick. He's quick to give God the glory. The other thing about Gino, he always acts like he's glad to see me. Well, it may not mean anything to you. I see. I'm telling you it means something to me. Yeah. I'm not going to let you do me wrong, no matter how you look when you see me. But it's very encouraging when somebody act like, you know, like they're glad to see you. We would glorify God if we would say, I'm glad to see you. Huh? You know, I know we're guilty, but we could say, you forgive us. I say about Dorothy's cat and O'Larry's cats, I say, they must be guilty. Them boogers always run. I try to make friends with O'Larry's cat, that booger. Neither one of them. And that Gingy, she don't want nothing to do with me. I said, yeah, they ain't no good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I could say more about that. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. This Dini cat, he's starting to expand his territory. How about that? Yeah, he goes to the wash house with Diane, rides in the cart with her. When I was coming from the office, he was walking down the road there. He's a nice cat. He let me pick him up by the tail. In fact, he expects it. That's how he said, yeah, that's him. Hallelujah. But, you know, I always talk to him because that's how they know you. They know you by the scent, but especially by your voice. Even though I don't say anything, you know, the cat does understand. Everybody understand that? So what language are we speaking? Praise God, huh? I see. It's the language, well, when I hear that voice, I don't get whacked. See, usually when I hear that voice, he don't run me off with a broom. You know, he don't kick me, he don't throw rocks. That's why you talk to animals. Yeah, really. Or they associate the voice with what comes with it. They hear Edward say, hey, y'all come here, and he gives them food. They, really, that's what Diane does. She started giving them food, and she talked to them. So all she has to do is talk to them. They say, oh, this is the woman that gives us food. That's why you talk to animals. Yeah, that's how I talked to Vanita and calmed her right down and made her my friend, along with the food, you understand? So they associate the one with the other. Of course, if I talk to her and whack her, then they associate that. It's the same with people, you know. So when you talk to your neighbor and you whack them, and that's how they, you know, they associate. Oh, there's Gina. She's going to lash me with her tongue. See? You're not going to do it, are you? No. Just for an example. We have lashed with the tongue, huh? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But we're having a few cat problems. It's really not cat problems. You know what they are? People problems. That cat's just manifesting. The cats are cats. They will be cats and the dogs and whatever. But they manifest. And even people manifest the people problem. If we lived by ourselves, we'd be perfect. But since Teresa lives with Dorothy, they're not perfect. See what I mean? If either one of them live alone, they're perfect. But when they live together, they could be perfect. Hallelujah. And they are perfect in Christ. In Teresa, no perfection. In Dorothy, no perfection. But they're living together for their perfection. And here we are living together for our perfection. How wise that is. You all know that we'd get an excellent if there was nobody to check us out. Yes, we would. Even with folk to check us out, we still give ourselves an excellent mark. Yeah, we do. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I asked Kurt about his cat. You know, he's got one that he cared for. Some call him Jack. Some call him Slick. But you can tell who his owner is. You all know that the owner has some, is reflected in that pet. As long as you know that. Oh, Pastor Rice, see, you're telling us fairy. No, I'm not. I've lived a few years. Yes, I have.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I still remember the account when Brother Kurt, Brother Seth was working at some place and there was a dog there. And Kurt had to go get something, and I think he asked the guy, should I go down and get that? Will that dog, will he behave himself? The man said, you better let Seth go down there. Isn't that the wisdom? Y'all, this is a true story. The man said, well, you better let Seth. Now, what's the difference in Kurt and Seth? Yeah, spirit. They're both sons of God. Absolutely. But the man discerned, and he discerned how the dog responded when they were around. See? Seth went down there, and everything was all right. The man had mercy on Kurt. He spared us. And God did it. Sometimes God spares us. We should thank him. That story sticks with me because, I mean, it's full of wisdom and experience. Huh? Ain't God good? So Kurt says, you know, old Jack is jacked up. I said, yeah, I wonder why. Praise the Lord. Kurt's a son of God, but, you know, his spirit and mannerism is quite different. You know that. He's tender-hearted and kind, but you have to get to that. I mean, just on the surface, Kurt's rougher than a cob. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. Some are the other way around. You know, on the surface, they're sweet as honey, and inside, they're rougher than a cob. Nevertheless, sons of God. Sons of God. Y'all hear what I'm saying? And this is just the truth. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So we want to trust in God. It's our wisdom. It's say that he's God. Yeah, our unbelief and fearfulness does not say, I trust you, Lord. Hallelujah. We trust the airline pilot and the mechanics who worked on the plane. Mm-hmm. But we trust the car salesman and the mechanic who worked on our car. But we have trouble trusting God. See how I tell the truth?
Yes.
Hallelujah. You all don't ride your cars down the road?
Thank you.
I see.
Praise the Lord.
Well, if you do it and trust in God, that's fine.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
That's whatever you do. I'm trusting God now. Trusting that he'll see me through. Thank you, Lord. Wading through deep waters. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So speak the same thing by the Spirit. He is our God. He is saving us. Is that all right? You know, one thing leads to another. That's the whole of it. That's why I was asked. And God didn't say, or Jesus didn't say, oh, there's no such thing. No, he didn't. Man said, what's the great commandment? See, so it must be one. That means, what commandment contains all? Love. That's it. That's it. That's it. It covers the multitude of sin. All that you do against Dorothy, covered by the, covered by love. Praise the Lord. Teresa's laughing at me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But it's easy for us to get moved away from that. It goes along with speaking the same thing. If the great commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy strength, then that means all righteousness is contained in that. Yeah. I mean, if you're working righteousness, it's because of that. See? Now, men like to say, I'm working righteousness because I'm doing a certain thing. That's not true. Huh? There's folk that come together maybe better than we do. Huh? But not in the love of God. Hopefully that's why we're coming together. For the love of God. You know, what we're saying is that God loves us. Now understand again, he's the initiator. The love of God, what we're testifying is that God loves us. And this is a great commandment. God loves us. Huh? That means can't nobody do us wrong. He certainly won't do us wrong. In fact, he's merciful. He's long-suffering. He's a savior. He's determined to save us. Isn't that all right? He's going to make us over. Huh? We're going to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Huh? No malice. Huh? Praise the Lord. No envy, no strife. Huh? No covetousness. If we're already there, I guess we can leave. I've tested out here, Pastor Wright. Huh? I suppose if we live by ourselves, we'd deceive ourselves. Well, God is wise. Thank you, Lord. He gives us every opportunity to walk in the light. Yes, yes. Because we are wise to do evil. You know, he made us upright. Yeah, we're born again. Made us upright. But we seek out inventions. And there's many of them. Many, many inventions. Inventions are falsehoods. Things made up. I read in the book about, in the Psalms, about speaking leasing, which is simply telling lies. That's just another way to say it. So I guess it would be interesting to know what Greek word they used to put leasing in, which one they use for falsehood. That's how the scholars do it. But lies is lies. It's, you know, it's not the truth. Really, I'm in trouble again. Thank you, Lord. If you define a word, you use other words that say the same thing. When we talk about the Lord Jesus Christ, we say the same thing. Men like to say something different. Huh? And it makes for division. Jesus Christ says the same thing. I'm the way. I'm the resurrection. I'm the life. I'm the power of God. I'm the wisdom of God. I'm your Savior. I gave my life for you. See? Why would we want to say something else? Thank you, Lord. You all aren't going to go to sleep on me. I'm not going to be long, I don't believe. Thank you, Lord. Just for a little while. Not that you haven't heard it before. But when I talk about speaking the same thing, it always excites me. Because, and it's, that's what the truth is. It's the same thing. And it stems from the love of God.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
And it's even written in the book like that. And because of that first commandment, we can do the second
one. That's right. Amen.
He did. Yes. Jesus did say that the second one is likened to it.
Right.
We can't do the second without doing the first.
Amen.
So when you love your neighbor,
yes,
you're saying, I love God.
Yes.
Hmm. We have plenty of opportunity, huh?
Yes. Yes.
Well, go ahead and do it.
Yes.
Go ahead and do it.
Hallelujah.
You won't do it, Teresa?
Thank you, Jesus.
I love you.
Oh,
I see. Well, you know what Brother Stair would say after that? That'll be tried. We're trying God's love, aren't we? Thank you, Lord. But God's love will prove out. It's everlasting. Hallelujah. It can get all things done. It endures all things, believeth all things. It does not fail. It covers the multitude of sin. So rich and pure. So measureless, so strong, it will forevermore endure. The saints and angels song. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, let me take time to read a letter we got here. I have to ask Yoko to announce this. I'll try it again. Of course, what I need to do is learn the alphabet, you know. She told me, but I forgot already. If you're going to learn a language, you have to know there.
Yeah.
Sure. That's why the first thing they do is teach you alphabets. And they teach you the sounds, the vowels. Huh? A-E-I-O-U. Thank you, Lord. Keisuke. Keisuke Nakamura. How about that? Keisuke Nakamura. Now, he's from the west side of Japan. How about that? How do you pronounce that, Yoko? Kyoto. Kyoto. Easy for you to say. Kyoto, Japan. Yoko said that's the west side. All right. Let me read what he says. That's the good side. He sends a reception report, which many do, and many that send reception reports are just hobbyists. They have no faith in God. They have no trust in God. They're just, you know, seeing how many QSL cards they can get so they can put them up on their wall. See, I got one from the USA. I got one from Holland. I got one from Russia, see? But there are a few that, you know, God's moving on their heart. They still send the reception report, which is vital for us. Otherwise, we wouldn't know that, how you say that again? Nakamura. Keisuke. Keisuke. Well, I'll get it right. Keisuke.
Sounds pretty good.
We wouldn't, yeah, sounds good. We wouldn't know that he was listening. And he follows the pattern real good, as does our dear Brother Tom Woodard. Brother Tom's messages are usually about 15, 20 seconds long. He calls me two or three times a week, and he always said, now, make sure you tell the saints. I usually forget that I'm praying for them, and I appreciate their prayers. When he calls, he says that, but when he calls me on the phone, make sure you tell them, Pastor Rice. So I'm telling y'all, Brother Tom Woodard, up there in Westbrook, Maine, say he appreciates your prayers and that he's praying for you all. In fact, he appreciates us being here. He identifies with us. He said, we are brothers and sisters. Yeah, saints, he called you all. You know that? Okay. I'm going to read this letter. I'm not, help me, Jesus. What's going on here? Huh? Praise the Lord. Sometimes, Brother this brother get my stuff? Huh? Sometimes he does. Sometimes I misplace it, like I did this time. So you all can't hear it then. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise.
Praise the Lord.
Give God the praise. Hallelujah. So, right on, Gino. Brother, you on the stick this morning. Where's Terry? There he is. Aren't they faithful? Aren't they faithful? You know how much I expect to see that? It's just like our dear sister Diane. You know how much Brother Sir expected for her to be the first caller? Huh? But this wasn't only when we heard her. Anytime he would ask for a radio check. Ah, anytime she would call. And there are some, you know, when they do call, they won't tell us how they're hearing. And Brother Sarah would say, now, make sure when you call, you tell us how you hear. You know, are you listening on the internet or telephone or a smoke signal? Tell us how you hear the broadcast. Brother Tom does it perfectly. You listen to him. He'll tell you who he is. He'll bless you. Huh? And he'll say, thanks for your prayers. I'm praying for you. And I'm listening by the telephone. See? He does it every time. And there are some that will say everything but how they listen. Even when they call for material, one of the stipulations for these free things is to tell us where you are and how you hear the broadcast. Sometimes they'll say, hey, here's my address and send me such and such and such, and they won't fulfill the commitment. Brother Stair would say, well, if you don't tell me that, I'm not going to send it to you. All right. I'm going to try to read this. Overcomer Ministry. Hello. I received your letter and QSL card. Thank you very much. Thank you also for reading my poor English. I think Americans are very kind-hearted. I was so happy to receive your reply. Most American stations kindly send a reply. The QSL card reminded me of a scene from Terminator 2. I also think that movie has a deep meaning, full message. I believe that the earth is the very embodiment of God, a divine entity. It seems to me that natural disasters happen as an act of purification, triggered by the accumulation of humanity's disharmonious minds and thoughts. Thank you, Lord. I believe that these kind of disasters will continue to occur. He says, unless human thoughts and intentions are examined and purified. I've come to realize that the idols created by humans are not true God. I will continue to listen to your broadcasts and write to you. I would be grateful if you would send me a QSL card. We don't have much time left. It's time to wake up. The countdown has started. Yours truly, Keisuke Nakamura. There is no need for you to come to Japan to meet me, for I'm already with you in your heart. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. So we're with you too, Keisuke. God bless you richly. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. So another kind blessing. You know I'm blessed by things like that. You know, someone was talking to me about the little things. Well, the little things aren't really little. No, it's when we esteem them as little that we don't give God the glory. You here this morning? That's not little. Okay. You hear what the Spirit said? Not little. At least you do have the opportunity to hear. That's not little either. Whether we capitalize upon it or not, just for us having the opportunity or the privilege to become sons of God. Yeah, that's a great thing. Hallelujah. Oh, but I look for, you know, Jesus Christ. And of course, he's depicted in acts and notions and deeds. Absolutely. For God so loved the world. How do you know? In the deed. He gave. Okay. So that's how I look for Jesus. So when Gino shows up, you can look in his eyes. And his eyes say, I'm glad to see you. See? And the fact that he walks toward me and not like this, it also says, I'm glad to see you. And then he tops it off by saying, good morning, Pastor Rice. I love you. I said, brother, you always say that. He said, yeah, you told me to say it. He said, I want to say it more perfectly. Isn't that good? Now, y'all say, I love you, Pastor Rice. Good. Okay. Hey, I love you too. Now, what we're saying is God loves us. If you look at it any different, you're carnal. You're carnal. That's how I receive. If someone tell me, you saints, I love you, I say, well, they're saying they love God. That's how I say it. The Bible says, if we love God, we have this commandment. If we love God, we love the brethren also. Huh? That's precious to me. Huh? And love is love, and love does what love does. Huh? We don't have to be good for God to love us. We may conduct ourselves like that. We may even deal with our neighbor like that. Yeah. I would love Neil, but he's so such and such. Well, that love has no such obstacle. No, it does not. Why? How do you know that? That God loves you. Huh? And we've already established that we're no good. So us being good has nothing to do with God loving us. God loves us because that's who he is. The Bible says it like this, God, for God is love. And he that loveth knoweth God, for God is love. He that loveth not knoweth not God. See, love is just love. Hallelujah. Like all the things of God, they come from God. They're dependent only on God. Not on whether the sun shines or if your neighbor do you wrong. Love is just love. It works all the time, anytime. Just like joy and peace. All the things that God give us. We can't say, well, I'd have joy, but Pastor Rice always rebuked me. We lie on God. Joy is joy is joy. Especially if you get rebuked. Double joy. Thank you, Lord. Why do you say that? Well, the Bible says open rebuke is better than secret love.
That's right.
Those whom he loved, he rebuked and chastened. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Well, Pastor Rice, I get offended when you look me. I'm going to make it a point to look everybody in there. Don't y'all appreciate that? Y'all wouldn't want to listen to me if I wouldn't look you in the eye, would you? I'm going to look you in the eye anyway. Why? I'm speaking the truth.
Yes.
Huh? Plus I want to see I love you in your eyes. Huh? Praise the Lord. You love me, Brother Robert? You going to play the organ? Don't, not for me now. Do it for Jesus. I mean, if God commits something to you, and this is committed unto me, and that's why, you know, here I am getting it done. I can't do it without the Lord's help. I even go swimming. Now, here's how I look at that. A few years ago, I didn't know how. And I learned how to do it. Not very good, you know, but enough to say I can do it. And I just feel that it's given to me since God did what he did in the grand fashion to teach me that I should do it. Usually that's why I go. Y'all understand that? Now, Neil goes for other reasons, but that's why I go. That's why I stand up. This is committed unto me. That's why I love you. It's committed unto me. Hey, this is what God said, here, you do this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, Pastor Rice, that's far out. You believe you have to swim to be saved. I don't believe that. I don't believe we can do anything to be saved other than believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our righteousness. He is our righteousness. Thank you, Lord. So let me try to get to the end of this. Wasn't that a beautiful letter by Kesuk? Hallelujah. There's another brother from Japan, Swanson. Is that his name? Brother Swanson. Yoko say, oh, there's two now, maybe more. You know, we got folk that just won't call in and say thank you. But you know, praise the Lord. But we know there's a few. Yeah, for their sake then. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me Counselor, Prince of Peace. Mighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer. Praise his name. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Oh, let me get to it then. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Thank you, Lord. Selah. Arise, O Lord. Save me, O my God. I like it. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Hallelujah. O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that thy corn, that their corn and wine increased. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory and the lifter of my head. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Destroy them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions. For they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous and will favor. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Hallelujah. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. How about it? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. And horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our hearts shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Some men trust in chariots, some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are downcast and fallen. We are risen and stand upright. Hallelujah. Save, Lord, save. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Lord. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? He gives us so undeserving. That's what we are. Come on, saint. We ought to thank him, love and praise him. Little more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank him, love and praise him. Live more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. All right. You don't sound like you've been laying out in the sun too long. Huh? Got your energy zapped. Huh? Right, that sun will do it. It'll take the starch out of your collar. So you have to be careful. Drink plenty of water. Not wine and whiskey, plenty of water. 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 Huh? Praise God. You can find some shade work in it. Huh?
Right.
But staying in your AC all day is not good for. Not good. Not good. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Get out in the sunshine. Be good for your countenance. Amen. I was blessed that Charlene came over. I prompted her, though. She still could have given me the finger. Some do. Brother Kevin said, Charlene's doing better. I said, good, good, good. Better is always better. Tell her to come on over and grace us with appearance. Huh? Yeah, even if she don't stay, she ought to come and say, praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
So she did.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Thank you.
Now, she blessed the Lord, and in so doing, she blessed us.
Amen.
Would you bless the Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my soul.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus, try to say what I need to say.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Well, if I cry loud and spare not, you aren't going to say Pastor Rice is accusing me, are you?
Mm.
Well, somebody said, oh, boy, that's probably a good response. Yeah. Other ones say, that's right. That's a good response, too. Thank you, Lord. The Bible. Of course, it's a talked about book, rightfully so. There's really no other book like it.
No.
One way it validates itself, it tells the truth about us. If a man wrote it, it wouldn't be like that. If a man wrote it, everybody else would have sinned, not them. So we know God wrote it because he said all the sin. This is simple, isn't it? He don't spare nobody. No, not Abraham. Not Isaac, not Jacob, not David, huh? He said, all have sinned. See what I mean? So you know that's not inspired of man. That's why we walk like men when we say, oh, not me. I'm not the trouble. Wasn't for Neil before you brought Neil here, see? Hallelujah. And then you brought David too. Well, the Lord brought them like he brought you. Huh? Thank you, Lord. But I was reading about, well, I heard it on the broadcast, and so I pulled it up in my little Bible. Thank you, Lord. About Samson. Samson was one of the judges. Now look at Samson. Y'all want to look at Samson? But all we need to know is that God called him. Yeah. Amen. 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 And he had long hair too. See? Praise the Lord. Well, I guess that's my ticket to have long hair, huh? Well, if God tells, and it wasn't the case for Jesus. Jesus didn't have long hair. He wasn't a Nazarite. He wasn't a Jew. The Son of God. The Word of God made manifest. Hallelujah. But the angel of the Lord came to see Noah's wife. What's her name?
No.
Huh?
Samson's parents.
Well, no. No, bro. I see you didn't read it. The angel of the Lord came to see the parents of Samson. Right. Came to see Samson's mother before he was born. Because she wasn't able to have children. She was barren.
Yes.
Many times God did that.
Yes.
And again, that takes you out of it.
Right.
See, when that's, you can go through the Bible, read the book, and God does it so that, you know, Samson's parents couldn't say, look what we did. Because all that they were doing wasn't bringing forth any offspring. But at the word of God, you know, at the word of God. That's how old Samson was conceived.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
By faith.
Right.
Now, you know, carnal mind won't receive that.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
That's how Isaac was conceived.
Amen.
By faith.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
They weren't getting it done the other way.
No. No.
The old traditional way didn't work for them.
Right. That's right.
But God gave him faith.
Yes.
Out came Isaac.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But the angel of the Lord appeared to help me, Jesus. Somebody find it for me. Send Judges 13. I got it right here. Samson. Samson. The angel of the Lord did no more appear to Manoah and his wife. Because first the angel appeared unto Manoah's wife and told her, you're going to have a son. And you need to sanctify him unto me. And what you need to do, you need to sanctify yourself unto me.
Yes.
Don't drink anything of the vine.
Right.
Don't eat any unclean thing.
Right.
Don't do that because you're going to have this child.
Right. Huh?
So he was called of God, just like you, before the foundation of the world. Now, I suppose we're going to determine whether or not God called him by all the things that he did or didn't do. He didn't do so well. Huh? Oh, what are you saying, Pastor Rice? You're saying we shouldn't do well? Well, it's just given. You understand. God just walks all over our carnal mind, our reasoning mind. You know. Why would God call this guy? And he go out and marry some heathen woman. He told Solomon not to do that. And Solomon did it. God got angry with Solomon. Huh? And now here's this fellow. Huh? And if you read the book, it says that it was God's doing. I'll read it for you. If I can find it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give God the praise. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Come on, saints. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. I was in darkness, I couldn't find my way. Jesus shined the light and turned it into day, wherein he loved me, he gave the victory. Praise the Lord, give God the praise. Oh, hallelujah, give God the praise. Hallelujah, give God the praise. Hallelujah, give God the praise. Praise the Lord, give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, this is Judges 14. Samson went down to Timnath and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. How about that? And he came up and told his father and mother and said, I've seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now get her to me for a wife. See? How about that? Oh, then his father and his mother said, is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren, among your own people, that you go to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? Samson said to his father, get her for me, for she pleases me. I'm reading out of the book. Hallelujah. But verse 4 says, but his father and his mother knew not that it was of the Lord that he sought an occasion against the Philistines. For at that time, the Philistines had dominion over Israel. So what was the Lord's doing? Of course, still, it's no. You understand that. And God could have done it any way that he wanted to do it. But there must be a reason he did it this way. Because God does all things with purpose. Yeah, all of your little situations. Yeah, they are purposed of God. And in other words, your steps are ordered. Hallelujah. That's when we say that God is God and no one's done me wrong. So my steps are being ordered. Hallelujah. All the way to Egypt, Joseph said, my steps are being ordered by the Lord. Huh? David, when he was hiding out in the caves, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. He didn't have revenge and vengeance for Saul in his heart. Absolutely not. He loved Saul. That's what we ought to do. Thank you, Lord. Anyway, what I'm saying is one of these unconventional things like many in the Bible. You know, and we won't reason it out. Well, we'll just say that's how God did it. Hallelujah. Because he's God. Hallelujah. So, but so it is with every man, not only with the men of God, but with your brother and sister as well. You'll see something that says, well, they can't be of God because of this. It'll be with everybody, even with Brother Mike. Yeah, as nice as he is. This is what I learned, and this is the problem we have, and that's why what we need to do is determine that Christ is in them and forget the other stuff, because there's always be something in you and your neighbor too that don't testify that Christ is in them. Y'all know that? And y'all prove me wrong then. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Or God didn't call them or whatever. But the folk knew that God called Samson because the works testified of him. Everybody understand?
Yes.
Glory, glory. He was their judge and deliverer. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You'd think that he would have done better spending his time with God rather than Delilah, huh? I see. But God had it worked out, didn't he? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. So he's got it worked out with us. So when we speak the same thing, we say he is God. We are his people. He's saving us. See? He's saving us. That's what God is doing. Why are we down here and have to put up with Kurt? God is saving us. We don't have to put, we're blessed to put up with curse. And in return, curse blessed to put up with us. Equally so, not one above the other. Hallelujah. Neil is just as blessed to put up with us as we are to put up with him. Huh? Don't I preach good? Oh, I see. Now, it stays the same, no matter what name you put in there. That's how the truth is. Isn't the truth wonderful? Oh, you can't turn it around. Huh? No matter how you turn it, looks the same. Far off, close up. It's the same. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So there's the notion or mindset or doctrine. I have no sin because I don't do this or I haven't done that. That's, yeah. It is possible for us to have no sin, but it's I have no sin because I do trust in God. That's the only way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm not committed adultery because I've never touched a woman. Not so. We can say, I'm not committed adultery because I trust in God. We can say it like that. No? How is she going to say it? Well, I'm not committed adultery. I don't even like men. They're misogynists. Well, whatever that means. They're men at best. Hallelujah. Well, that, we can't say that either. The scriptures say if we look on a woman in lust in our heart, we've already committed adultery. There's not a person in the world that has not done that. You came too late to tell me. Huh? See? Praise the Lord. But our salvation is we put our trust in God. Hallelujah. And that trust in God is our forgiveness. Because we're trusting in his righteousness. Not for anything that we've done. But of course, as we put our trust in him, it does order our steps. It does cause us to overcome. Absolutely. Men like to overcome by pointing out other men's sins. Huh? Well, every time we do, we point out our own. Come on. I mean, you point out that they're in there. Everybody understand? Now, grace have us to overcome them. It does not mean they're not in there.
That's right.
So our pointing out other folks' sin is a validation that they're sin in us. And whether we pull it out and polish it up or not, God will require them. You understand? If it's in my heart, you know, in me, in my members, I don't have to bring it forth.
That's right.
God's going to charge it anyway. I'm not saying it right, huh? Thank you, Lord. All the deed does is tell us. It say, hey, this is in you. So if we see it in somebody else, it's still the same message. They say, this is in you. You know, whether or not you actively participated or involved in it or anything. That really doesn't matter. Huh? You think me, the man that goes up on the mountain and never sees a woman's going to be right in God's eyesight, so I've never committed adultery? Absolutely not. If he's going to obtain the righteousness, he's going to say, I'm a sinner.
Amen.
Huh? Which sin and all that's under there, you know. You know, a time on earth when in the book of heaven, that was an account. My name was at the top. Many things below. I went into the keeper. I settled long ago. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, so what we see just tells us what's in man. What we see in Mr. Trump tells us the state of the nation. Y'all don't believe that? You look at all these politicians, they are representative of the people. Absolutely. Absolutely. Brother Kurt told me, I think concerning his nephew, that he was, Kurt's nephew was courting somebody's daughter, and the girl's father said, man, if a man ain't making $100,000 a year, he ain't no good. Something like that. He ain't worth a quarter. So, of course, you know, old Luke had to find somebody else to court. I said, ain't that amazing, Kurt? But I said, this is the mindset of many. They measure people by what they have. Yeah, it's just common. This guy just was a little bit honest with it. You know, that's not how you judge your brother, huh? Or your, huh? Some's answering right, others are kind of cocky. Thank you, Lord. That is the general state of the world. Men are measured by, you know, what they have materially, what they can accomplish. It matters not how crooked they are, how immoral, how unrighteous. No, it doesn't. Well, why do they give honor to Mr. Trump? Huh? Right. Same, same. Really now, please understand that. Of course, they all manipulate him for their own cause. You know that. And Mr. Trump does the same. Mr. Trump is like the rest, but he just does it better. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Well, maybe we could say, I've not committed murder because I've never taken anyone's life. Could we say it like that? No. We can't. I'm trying to make a point now. I'm trying to make a point. Hallelujah. These things that we point out, we're just, you know, it's all about us. Really, it is. Not to your dismay, though. All we do is say, well, look here. We have a justifier. We've got an advocate. Huh? The one that can help me can help you. I don't care what the deed is. Huh? Whether I'm in active promotion of it or it's lying dormant somewhere, it still needs the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And the blood just won't be applied except you acknowledge that it's there. If you say, well, I'm not an adulterer because I've never touched a woman, then I guess you must be an adulterer. Huh? And a liar. And all the other. Because if you fall short in one, then you've broken them all. All we're saying is we acknowledge that we're sinners. Not that, well, I'm doing this sin today, but I'm not doing it. No. Our acknowledgement to God is we're sinners. And that gives him glory. Yes. Because he said, Gina, I saved sinners. Hallelujah. Be saved today. Yes, and why do folk, take that wrong? Ooh. Hallelujah. Oh, I know some are good sinners, huh? Praise, I see. Jesus. Well, God can't save you. Hallelujah. He can't save good sinners. He can't save good people. Can't save righteous folk. But he can save. Hallelujah. Now, we all have that testimony, don't we? Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God, thank you. This is our business then. Amen. You know, not being nitpicky about which sin one's committed, right. But that acknowledging that we're sinners. Amen. And that God's grace is sufficient. Right. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. So, if we're spiritual and we see our brother overtaken in the fault, then we can pray for him. Say, give him life.
That's right.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We that are strong, we can bear the infirmities of the weak.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Considering ourselves.
Yes.
We're just like the weak.
Yes, Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I'm going on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So you read the Beatitudes. You ever read them?
Yes.
In Matthew 5.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord. We'll look at them, I guess, in closing. Mr. Obama said, man, we can't live by those. Absolutely. He did say it. I heard it. We can't, he said, Justice Department, we can't live by this book. Now, he didn't say that concerning the Quran. No, he didn't. In other words, he called the Quran holy. He didn't call it the Bible holy. That's very obvious, isn't it? You talk about two books and they're both supposed to be sacred. Of course, they're opposite. So one can't be sacred.
Amen.
Ordained of God, but not necessarily sacred.
Right.
Hallelujah, at least not to God. But anyway, thank you, Lord. It starts off like this. Give God the praise. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God
the praise.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Saints are tired, Lord. Give them rest. Thank you, Lord. They're sinners, Lord. Forgive them. Amen. Yeah, especially me. I need help, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I wonder why he did it like that. Thank you, Lord. Dan was recounting how she remembered something Brother Stair said. Y'all want to hear? He looked at her and said, you're beautiful. Isn't that something? My Lord. Hallelujah. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the pure in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Hallelujah. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. Ye are the light of the world. Thank you, Lord. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set upon an hill cannot be hid. Hallelujah. All right. So if we belong to Christ, then it's known. Even if we don't represent him, we're not accepted by the world.
Amen. Thank you.
No, we're between a rock and a hard place. God's called us out, and there's no way we're going to fit in.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's for our benefit. But even so, some still are deceived thereby. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, when you put your hand to the plow and you look back, you just don't fit. You know that, don't you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But all of these things, you know, one might say, well, I like the first one. I like the second one. You know, I'm poor in spirit. Oh, I'm meek. Well, they all say the same. Amen. That's what I've learned. And that helps me in everything I read.
Amen.
Huh? All these attributes, the love of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what it's all about.
Amen.
Huh? It's God's love that calls him.
Amen.
Huh? To reconcile his enemies.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
While we were yet enemies, God reconciled us by the death of his son. How about that? When we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. See, this is love. This is love. Hallelujah. It's not because of the object. It's because of God. He said, this is my goodness. I save sinners. Huh? They ain't worth nothing. I pay a great price for them. They ain't worth nothing. Huh? And I actually make them in my own image. This is because I love. Not because they're going to make me great. Huh? I'm great and greatly to be praised. Huh? They testify my greatness. So we are witnesses that God is great. Huh? We ascribe unto him greatness and honor and power and majesty. Glory. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So let this mind be in you. Thank you, Lord. You know. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Hallelujah. Sin is sin is sin. Sin is in us. We're in a body of sin, in other words. What does that mean? It means we have a manufacturing plant. You know what it manufactures? Good, good. I'm glad y'all understand that. Huh? I'm glad you understand that. So don't tell me. Hallelujah. I'm in this stuff, but you know, I'm good. Well, the good man might be in you. And if he is, then he mortifies the other.
Amen.
He mortifies.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's just like the light. Whenever the light shines, darkness
Amen.
Go away.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's what Christ in you does.
Amen.
It takes all the power away from your sin.
Amen.
See? It kills it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is the power of God.
Hallelujah.
This is the love of God. Hallelujah. But when we in any way maintain or intimate or suggest that there's nothing in there for God to kill, then we lie. We are in a body of sin.
Amen.
Oh, well, you're justifying sin. You can't do that. The sinner can be justified. Come on. Sin's not justified. The sinner is. That's you and me. Thank you, Lord, for your justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord,
saints.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. I could go on, but we better stop. We have to pick strawberries. We're blessed. Huh? This wonderful fruit that we're having. Boysenberries. Blueberries. Huh? Thank you. Aren't we something? Praise the Lord. Yeah, we got imported watermelon. Imported cantaloupe. But we've got homegrown boysenberries, strawberries, and blueberries. Not so many huckleberries this time. Nevertheless, we have plenty of berries. Hallelujah. Playing hands to harvest.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. All right. We all done here?
Hallelujah.
All right, all right. Praise the Lord.
The blessings overflow is because Henrietta said she had wanted to tell us because she wanted it to be a surprise, but she's bringing watermelon this morning in about 45 minutes.
I guess we jumped the gun, didn't we?
Hallelujah.
But God is good. Thank you, Father.
God is good. His mercy endures forever.
Hallelujah.
So we need some help doing that.
Hallelujah.
Harvesting strawberries, unloading watermelon. Hopefully we'll have room to put them.
Amen.
Huh? The windows of heaven opening up. We'll have to share with our neighbor. Most folk like watermelon. Hallelujah.
Thank you. I want to give a quick testimony.
Well, wait a minute, Rose. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. Believe I'll testify while I have a chance. Believe I'll testify.
All right. Well, a month ago, I had a heart attack, and I've been suffering the symptoms of, you know, heart failure subsequent, you know, much inflammation, discomfort, much heart pressure, trouble, you know, being comfortable to sleep at night, and very erratic heartbeats, you know, just crazy. And I want to thank you all for praying for me, because this is the first morning in a month that I have felt a huge reduction. I've seen a huge reduction and felt of the inflammation, you know, around my heart and in my midriff, all around my chest, you know, and relief where I wasn't so uncomfortable sleeping last night. And you can tell I have more energy this morning, carefully, you know, because I am still recuperating, but the Lord is healing me. Thank you, Jesus. I want to give him the glory, thanks to praise. He's so faithful.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I am the Lord, thy God, that healeth thee. None else could heal all our soul's diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Praise the Lord, saints. Brother Gino, see, you got your hand up, brother. All right, all right. We have time. Thank you, Lord.
This is something that has come to my mind recently, and it actually came in my mind again yesterday or today, this morning. But anyway, this happened years ago, probably, I guess, maybe a week ago or so. I was saying just how that, you know, God in his sovereignty and his mercy and his goodness to me has enabled me to fulfill, you know, and he did it. It wasn't me. The commandments that Brother Steer gave as far as, you know, getting out of the city, out of the churches, out of debt, et cetera. Well, the thing that's been coming to me is that when I was like 14 or 15, I went to a base chapel, actually. And my Sunday school teacher was Bill Owen, was his name. Like I said, I was 14 or 15, and he had three children. One of them was like probably 5 or 6. And to this day, I don't remember why, but for some reason, I hit his son one day. We were all over the house, you know, a bunch of us, you know, watching TV or, you know, just had a get-together. And I hit his son, and his son began crying. But for some reason, to this day, I don't know why, his son didn't tell on me. Okay. Okay, so fast forward. Okay, I was like 14 or 15. So fast forward 7 or 8 years. Okay, I'm 22, 23 years old. I'm living and working at the International Airport in Philadelphia. I was in the military at the time, and we handled military passengers who were going from the United States to either to Europe or to Asia, okay? And they were flying out of Philadelphia. And I'm at the counter, and who walks up to my counter but Sergeant Owen, okay? And he was heading to Norway at the time, and it was like early morning, and it was him, his wife, and his 3 or 4 children at the time. And immediately after I saw him, when I saw him walk up, the first thing that came to my mind was, make that right, okay, what I had done to his son. And, you know, it's just not like I hurt or abused his son or anything like that, but just the fact that I hit him, you know, that was his son, and he was my Sunday school teacher. Well, they had like 5, 6, 7 hours before the flight left. And so I was able to take them to my apartment, which was near the airport. And as soon as we got to the house, you know, I asked his forgiveness for what I had done. You know, he didn't know anything about it. But the point I want to make in bringing that up is that, and that is something God has done throughout my life. That was probably the first time, but God has done it, I mean, many times since. Whenever I've not been right with an individual, with a family, friends, brothers or sisters in the church, whatever, God himself has sovereignly, okay, done what needed to be done in order for me to make, you know, to be reconciled. Okay. There were times when I've done things when I couldn't do anything. I had just screwed up, and there was God. I had to wait on God to, you know, to do what he needed to do in order to be made right. But you know, we need one another, you know, and God is a God of reconciliation. You know, Paul said, you know, we've been reconciled, and God has committed to us the ministry of reconciliation. And whether it's with God himself or with one another, you know, we have to be reconciled. We have to be right with one another, you know, and that's something I've experienced, you know, in the church and out of the church, you know. So I just bless God, you know, that beginning first and foremost with Jesus Christ, you know, God saving me, you know, forgiving me my sins, but also with the brothers and sisters. You know, we need one another, and when we're not right with one another, we're not right with God, you know. And I bless God for that.
All right, brother. You know, thank you. God bless you, brother. All right, we must reiterate though that being right has to do with your own heart. It doesn't depend on your neighbor. No, it doesn't. We couldn't be saved. So if we want to make it right, we shouldn't be trying to make it right based upon what the neighbor does.
Amen.
When we make it right, we make it right with our own heart.
Amen.
Then it's right.
Amen.
Everybody understand? That's how we make it right.
That's
concerning all of our sins. Even if he never seen this sergeant before, he make it right in his heart.
Yes.
That's just by acknowledging the wrong of it and repenting of it. Really.
Amen.
He didn't have to see that sergeant to tell it to make it right. No, we don't.
Amen.
That's why when we see folks in, we can start making it right.
Right. Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Amen.
But often we fail in trying to make it right based upon what the other person does.
Right.
God is God all by himself.
Amen.
Huh? And if we go to the altar to offer our gifts, then we believe that our neighbor
right.
has ought against us.
Yep.
Maybe don't know, but we... Then go be reconciled.
Right.
They can't hold us up. We have commandments from God that we can be reconciled. And then once we're reconciled, we go offer our gift. But the reconciliation is with us. You know that. Yes, it is. I'm not going to back up. Hallelujah. Otherwise, I guess we'd be held hostage. Come on. And though we try to do that, all we do is hold ourselves hostage.
Right.
Ain't God wise?
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Now, the other thing that I found in this account of Manoah and his wife, you know, this angel of God, they were impressed with it and said, man, you stay here and let us offer an offering to you. And, of course, the angel said, no, you can't do that. You can offer it to God.
Yes.
He said, I'm not going to eat of it. So when they presented the offering, fire came down from heaven. And the angel of the Lord went up in the fire. How about that? And then Manoah said, well, I guess we're gonna die because we've seen God. His wife said, no. Huh? No. If we were going to die, he wouldn't have received the offering. Moreover, he wouldn't have told us all these things that we need to do. See what I'm saying? And we need to put that on aware. If God meant to do us harm, then well, nothing we can do. No, he purposed to save us, to purify us. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We don't want to talk like those, the first church there. They said, man, why did God bring us out here? He didn't bring us out here to die. We We'd done better to die in the wilderness or to die down in Egypt. In fact, let us make a captain and go back. Yeah, God didn't do this for y'all to destroy you. No, God revealed himself so that you might be saved. Continue in the faith. Hallelujah. Give God the glory. All right, Brother Edward, pray for us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow. Well, Heavenly Father, God, Almighty God.
Almighty.
Omnipotent God, all gracious and mighty and holy and righteous. Father, I don't have the words, God, to describe you. I don't really have the words to speak of your love for us and your majesty and your, oh, God, just the way, your ways are past finding out. So, Lord God, we just bow before you in thanksgiving, Lord, in humbleness and and gratefulness of heart, God, that you have just chosen out a people to set your love upon.
Thank you, Lord.
And, Father, every day, as my prayers every day, nothing to you, Lord, do I bring. Simply to the cross I cling.
Hallelujah.
And I thank you that for reminding me, reminding us that you are sovereign and that, therefore, it is truth, Lord. No one has ever done us wrong.
Truth, Lord.
It is just the simple truth, Lord. And that truth is so, like was preached yesterday, it's the wisdom of God is simple.
Hallelujah.
It really is, Lord. And Father, I thank you so much for that, Father God, because, how many years and how much time did I waste, Lord God, consoling myself in my iniquity that I was being done so wrong.
Amen, brother.
What a waste of time that was. But yet it wasn't a waste. What was the purpose of this waste? To teach me that I was wrong.
Hallelujah.
And to teach me, Lord God, that, it was you and as each one of us, God, it was you. You're the only God that's wise enough to rub us out. And at the same time, tell us that you love us. You're the only God that can do that.
Thank you, Lord.
And so, God, thank you for rubbing us out.
Thank you, Lord.
And you're continuing to do that, and we need that. It's time for it. It's long time for it.
Amen.
So, Lord God, you be magnified and glorified, Lord God, in all the earth and through your saints, Lord God. And we thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Edward, for praying for us. So let us remember to speak the same thing. We say, God loves us. We're his children. Y'all know we can speak the same thing with that?
Amen.
Amen. Maranatha, saints. The Lord is coming. Remember strawberries and watermelon.